USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Transgender athlete Leah Thomas tells ABC News that transgenders are not a problem for women's sports.
You can't go halfway and be like, I support trans women and trans people, but only to a certain point, where if you support trans women as women and they've met all the NCAA requirements, then I don't know if you can really say something like that. Trans women are not a threat to women's sports.
The Uvalde Police Department and the Uvalde Independent School District Police Force are no longer cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation into the massacre at Robb Elementary School. The Uvalde Police Chief and a spokesman for the Uvalde Independent School District did not immediately respond to requests from news outlets to explain the silence. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Traffic, pedestrians, and joggers reappeared on the streets of Shanghai on Wednesday as China's largest city began returning to normalcy amid the easing of a strict two-month COVID-19 lockdown. Shanghai's Communist Party Committee issued a letter online proclaiming the lockdown's success while defending President Xi's hardline zero-COVID policy. The country's leadership appears to acknowledge the public backlash against the strict measures. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a narrow 5-4 vote, is recognizing free speech for corporate America.
The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking a Texas law that restricts some social media platforms from moderating content. In a 5-4 vote, the justices granted an emergency request from big tech companies to block a lower court order that would have let the law go into effect. The case is still making its way through challenges in lower courts, so it will likely end up before the Supreme Court again in the future. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Tau Hercules meteor shower put on a decent display overnight. The meteor shower peaked around 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with 10 to 15 meteors an hour spotted falling from the night sky. That was according to EarthSky.com. The next meteor shower visible to the United States will arrive October 8th and again October 21st. In a time of war, Ukraine President Zelensky praises his country's ability to unite the world's unified stance against Russia's aggression. Speaking with Newsmax overnight via a translator, Zelensky says it's the American people that make the difference, not political powers.
I don't know what would happen if the president, if Donald Trump would be the president for the United States in this situation, so I cannot predict what would happen. But the values of the United States, they're all the same. I mean, any person could become a president. Some might like Ukraine more, some less, some might have respect to Putin, some might not, but the values that our country is fighting for are definitely the ones shared by the United States, and it's truly important that the United States still have the institutions working despite whoever comes to power.
In the National Hockey League, the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1 of 7, is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Lightning will travel to the Big Apple and face the Rangers. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.